This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This color, yeah. Which is beautiful, looks exactly like the new City Connect jerseys.
Yeah, what'd you think of those, City Connects?
I love them. I am not ready to go public with my actual take.
Are you about to offer a Scalder trophy?
Well, it's definitely a Scalder. I'm not going public with this take yet.
Andrew Golden did.
When I go public with this take, my take's going to be that I like them better than the grays with the cherry blossoms.
Wrong.
I will not be saying that publicly yet. But I love them. This color is gorgeous. Whatever that blue is.
Yeah, whatever. It is
powder,
nice.
Carolina blue.
I'm using words like cobalt without really knowing if that's right or not.
The gradient with the streets that get you lost that you
sure.
People, Danny, you people that live in D.C. and can only go in certain directions.
What do you mean, you people?
Certain hours of the day that you love. I think that's really cool. I think they are awesome. I really, really like them.
So I usually expect to hate these things because uniforms are fine. We should stop throwing money grabs and alternate things out there in
at
general.
At Uniform Danny. At Uni Watch Ruya.
Yeah, so in general, I despise it. I can't stand that sort of stuff. Every once in a while, something sneaks past me. Those cherry blossom grays that spawn T-shirts, those uniforms were just outstanding. I mean, as good as you're going to find. They were clean and awesome, and it was just exactly right. That's the best alternate thing that I've ever seen. Right, I lived through the future jerseys when the Rockies would wear their future jerseys and they were cut the New Kids on the Block used to cut their jeans, weird old timey jersey days. I've done all the crap. All right, those things were incredible. This has some elements of good. The color is awesome. I'm with you. There's a lot that looks good. It's one of those where you get up close and you go, oh, it's a map of the city. Oh, that's nubs. The city map is nubs.
It's so faint. It doesn't need to be anything.
That's the thing. From far away, you can barely even see it. It looks like accent. When
you'll
you get up close, you go, oh, it's there's,
but even
there's the Farragut there Metro Station.
So what? You'll never notice it.
There's L'Enfant Plaza.
Now, I'm not going to say publicly that the WSH on the gray jersey was always a little bit weird to me.
Oh, come on.
I'm not
going to
say that
doing?
Publicly. I actually did love those.
Yeah.
But acknowledge that the WSH is kind of weird.
No, this is it. Those things were perfect.
They're great. They're beautiful is the word I would use, which is always what you want with a uniform, something to be beautiful and lovely. But the gray is no more Nationals baseball than the powder blue of these new ones. People are like, this isn't even a color the Nationals are. And the pavement gray
was. And then that guy got invited to so many parties.
Yeah,
that fun guy. Sounds like an awesome dude.
But, yes, the cherry blossom kit was amazing. If you're asking me to run it down, you've come to the wrong place. But this new one, this is the most beautiful color that they have had.
The color is great.
I think they're going to look great on the field. I cannot wait to see them. I will not go public with my take because it would be irresponsible to do that, Andrew Golden, until I see them worn in a game. I have to see. Sometimes, I mean this, jerseys can look a lot better when
on the rack.
Wears them.
Sure, yeah.
I still hate the Commanders' white jerseys. with the non-burgundy gradient numbers.
Yeah.
But they do look better on the field than they look on the mannequin on the stage behind Dan Snyder. Now, most things look better when Dan Snyder's not there.
When you're not standing next to Dan Snyder, it looks nice.
But they went from, I'm not giving them full credit here, they went from like a 2 on the mannequin to maybe a 4.5 or a 5 on the field. I need to see the blue on the field. I thought the grays played perfectly. I love them. But in the end, the take I'm not ready to quite release yet is that the grays are going to be like an 8.5.
Man.
And that the blues could be a 9.
That's unreal. Who do you think of when you think of the gray jersey? Like, first player pops
in your
head.
Juan Soto. I bought a Juan Soto. The only Nats jersey I own.
The only non-hipster jersey.
Actually, I own a Bo Porter, actually. Third base coach, Bo Porter.
Oh, no, we know Bo Porter, yeah.
Game used Bo Porter. I spent like $3 on that. That was a bad purchase.
Respectfully, it was. You know what I mean? Like, that wasn't a smart one.
I went to the game used section in the concourse an hour before a game one time and said, what is your most obscure jersey? And the guy's like, I got a Matt Grace and I got a Bo Porter.
Matt Grace pitched a lot of games for the Nationals.
Rubber arm, man.
I got a Tim Redding used jersey.
So I have a Bo Porter jersey at home, and then I have my Soto gray jersey.
Which one of these is not like the other?
That's the last Nats jersey, and I don't really wear baseball jerseys at all anyway. Mm-hmm. Just kind of have it there to hang in my closet.
Sure.
The only sweaters I wear are hockey. I don't wear jerseys for any other sport. I don't know why. That's a weird thing about
Well, mostly because most of the time you're covering, honestly. Like,
yeah,
if you're going to the
true.
Press box, you're not wearing a jersey. You but press box it for the football guys.
I go to more baseball games as a fan than any other sport just because of the number of games. I would never wear a jersey in a million years.
Like, okay.
I can tell you right
could
now.
Could you do a jersey?
No.
A little T-shirt? Could do that, yeah.
Eh.
You could do that. You could do that.
If I had one, you're right.
You could do that.
You're right. I would do that. But, yeah, I will probably not wear a baseball jersey again in my life. Hockey, I'll wear a sweater this week.
There's a great chance you're wearing one this week.
There's a 98% chance.
Like, who's that fogging up the glass? Oh, it's Grant Paulson in a Caps jersey.
So when I'm ready to release my take, I'll let you know. But I just want everyone to know that the new jerseys are fire.
I like some elements of the new jersey. Better than, A, the state of New Jersey. B, the color is great. I think they're going to look trim. I think it's going to look like a nice thing. You know, sometimes like a color can look baggy. I know it doesn't make any sense, but I think you know it when you see it, right? Where just it doesn't look like it's flattering or form-fitting or whatever for these incredibly in-shape dudes. I think you're going to see it play very well. The only issue I have is the map. I think that map bit stinks. I'd rather have a majestic map.
You got to get over the map.
No, I can't.
The map thing is irrelevant.
No, it's so irrelevant.
People don't even remember the gradient on the gray was like flowers and, you know.
Of course
like
they do. It's the cherry blossom.
Yeah, of course. But I'm saying it was such an irrelevant thing in the grand scheme. Unless you're right up on it, you don't even know what it looks like.
Oh, no. Because all the T-shirts that it spawned were, it's like, here comes the bloom. And they're not talking about Chaim Bloom, the GM, right? They're talking about the bloom of the blossom. The whole point is they were known as the blossom jerseys.
Who's Chaim Bloom the GM of?
Is he still with the Red Sox? Or has he moved on?
Well, that was a trivia question and a trick question. He's no longer with Boston.
Oh, there you go.
I do think in the end, not that you want to talk about Chaim Bloom right now, he's like a president after he's out where people go, you know, he actually wasn't that bad.
You know, he's seen the note he was doing.
Look at that system, man. They got three of the top 10 prospects in baseball ready to graduate.
Where is he now? Where's Chaim Bloom right now?
I don't think he's in baseball.
Okay.
Hit it. That was a tough run, man.
Yeah.
If you're a former stud with the Tampa Bay Rays, you probably flamed out.
So do you remember when the Nats traded Juan Soto and there was a little Chiron on the bottom?
I beg your pardon. I apologize. John Mozeliak has been named. He is the successor to John Mozeliak.
In St. Louis?
Cardinals.
Oh, there you go.
So good for Chaim Bloom.
They need a little redirection there. But anyway, but remember when the Nats traded Juan Soto, and we did a lot of content about it, as you'd imagine, there was a Chiron where Mike Rizzo had to like answer questions from the media, which is what you're supposed to do. And at the bottom, it said, traded Juan Soto. Like, that's literally, like, what it was like. Mike Rizzo traded. And I'm like, he did other things. But that's what you're going to be known for a little while? Like, for Chaim Bloom, it's traded Mookie Betts.
Yeah.
That's like, he did so much other stuff, but.
But he got way, 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 way less back.
You traded Mookie Betts, though, didn't you?
Way, 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 way less back.
Yeah, preparing.
But anyway, letter grade for the New Jersey, for the City Connect?
Oh, good question by you. If the grays are an A+, which they are, those are Bs. That's a B. some very good elements.
So I actually thought there was a very positive response largely.
I thought so too.
To the Nat City Connects. The people that are killing them, I think they're killing them because the previous iteration was so popular.
Yeah.
It's like following a legend. You got to coach Alabama, Mr. DeBoer, right after Nick Saban. And Nick Saban is a better man than you are.
R.I.P. Phyllis.
But I think if the Grays never existed, people would love these Blues.
I agree with you on that. Like the Blues are. I thought I saw a good pop.
Big shoes to fill.
Yeah, I saw a good reaction to the Blues.
Here's my gripe on the rolling out of what they did. Mm-hmm. I need more James Wood from the Nationals.
I see.
Please understand who the best player is in your clubhouse, who the biggest star of the future is for this organization. Now, I'm not going to ever be upset about putting C.J. Abrams out there. I couldn't find James Wood as the image circulating anywhere.
Yeah.
I saw one James Wood picture in the new City Connect jersey nationally yesterday. The same number of Josh Bell pictures that I saw in the
and
new
with
City
all
Connect.
Due respect to Josh Bell, who I admire a great deal, I'm with you. More James, please.
Everything was Abrams. Everything. Now, CJ's a good player. Do people know what James Wood could be? I mean, do we understand that we're talking about a guy that could win an MVP award or two before he leaves for free agency with Scott Boras in a handful of years? I kid, but this guy is one of the most talented young superstars in the game, and the Nats need to start marketing him as such. They absolutely have to get ahead of this. And I've been talking to people about this, and they're like, well, maybe he's not as known or as recognizable. And that's precisely my point.
That's the issue.
Inexcusable. I'm walking by Nats Park today. Where is my billboard the size of a parking garage with James Wood's face? Remember the old Max poster where he had the two different color eyes?
Yes.
I want just a sweaty, just worked out, beating up with perspiration, like James Wood staring right into the camera with a dark background that is the size of one of those giant parking garages that the Learners own over by the ballpark. Where is that?
Where's my James Wood at Contact live-action poster that takes up the entire city block?
Do a James Wood bobblehead every Friday night until the season ends.
Yeah.
Like, I need to market the heck out of him. So I loved the City Connect jerseys. They're amazing. And I do think eventually will go down as being better than the very popular Grays. I do believe that. I'm not ready to quite give you that take, but I'm starting to kind of walk out.
You're
on
formulating,
the diving board.
I can see what's going on.
I just need more James Wood in those jerseys circulating at once, immediately.
We agree on the Wood thing. You know what was interesting, just as a quick side, as we're kind of going down this rabbit hole with the Nats? We heard this, and then we kind of saw it in person, too. Dylan Cruz is so wildly popular in that regard. Like, the clamoring for autographs down there at spring training for Dylan Cruz was greater than any other National.
Not even close.
But I don't hate that, by the way. Dylan Cruz is, I think, going to be a stud, and he's got a ton of charisma, and he's going to be fun. But I just thought it was fascinating. Don't you? Of for whatever reason, that was the guy more than anybody else, whether it was Wood or Gore or Abrams or Irvin or name anybody else. He was the dude that everybody was kind of, oh, my God, it's a Beatle, it's a rock star. It was Dylan Cruz, which I just think is interesting. Because, again, I like him, too.
I think there's a couple of reasons for that. I think, number one, he is a nationally renowned star from his time at LSU.
Yeah.
Just from a sheer baseball standpoint, he was on television every single night on ESPN
during
the College World Series. And SEC baseball has actually gotten huge in terms of television. And so I think the number of hours he was on TV while James Wood was playing at, say, IMG Academy or in the minor leagues in Fredericksburg, it's just different when you and Paul Skeens are the face of college baseball for a couple of years. So that's number one. And then number two, James Wood is a very reserved, he is a very shy, I would even say. I don't know if that's the right word, but like, quiet.
Not here to bring attention to himself.
Right. Yeah. Dylan Cruz is not a guy that's like a me guy in any way.
Right.
But there is like a little bit of an aura and an energy to him, mainly by how he plays.
Yeah.
Where he's hair on fire, everything's a million miles an hour. And James Wood at 6'7 looks like he's walking and then crashes into the wall.
Uh-huh.
There's not a whole lot of effort. It's like a boat that just glides across the water. Dylan Cruz, about 6 foot, right? He's moving his legs a lot more to go the same distance. And I just think there's a style of play with him that feels like there, this added energy. But he was the number two pick. James Wood was just outside of the top 50. I just think Cruz is a more known player in terms of, like, fame. Even though, in my opinion, Cruz is going to be really, really good and be an all-star.
Yep.
James Wood, to me, has a chance to win MVP awards with his power. That's where I'm at on James Wood.
That's the ceiling,
and,
yeah.
And I would have Cruz, for that matter, on all of the posters too.
Yep.
Dylan Cruz should be on a billboard as well. But I need to turn that up to 11 as quick as possible. I don't see enough jerseys of the kids at
Nats Park.
I'm
with you, actually.
I don't see enough jersey shirts on the 8-year-olds that are walking around. It's still Zim and Doolittle.
Yeah, the World Series heroes.
We need to work overtime to make sure that happens.
Because the point of this year, to me, is the kids. And there's, you know, there are a couple guys that are, you know, maybe outside that super duper core group, whether it's Garcia and Ruiz and people that are part of the plan. But I'm thinking about, like, it's Wood, it's Cruz, it's Abrams, and it's McKenzie Gore. Like, that's kind of the point. The reason to go to the yard every day. You're going to see something from some of the other guys too. I mean, I mentioned Garcia. I think there'll be some pleasant surprises. Guys like Paul DeJong, and you know, the variables like Nathaniel Lowe and company, and you know, just Jake Irvin sustain. There's plenty of good storylines. But to me, the whole point of this is, if the ceiling of those four guys, that group of four that I mentioned, if they reach it, you're talking about a team that nobody wants to play in really, really short order. And that to me is the point of this year. And I need a little bit more on that. I'm with you.
We really should talk about quarterbacks at some point.
Quarterbacks.
We're not. We're just having fun.
We're just kicking it.